It's the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, two strikes, down by one. Johnny gets a fastball down the middle. He hits it deep to right. Back, back, back. It's gone. A home run. He takes his time rounding the bases as he flips the bat away. And after his long trot home, he's met by his ecstatic teammates at home plate. He jumps up and he stomps the base, and his teammates surround him and hug him. The crowd is going crazy. You can't hear anything for the noise. But finally, out of the roars come the sound of the umpire saying that the play is under review. It's being challenged. After a while, they emerge and say, "It's confirmed." Oh, snap. He forgot to touch first base. Now, you may be asking, what in the world is first base? The acknowledgement of what something is or the current state of that situation. For example, a sick person has to first acknowledge that he's sick before he can be healed. First base. An addict, whether drugs, sex, alcohol, gambling, that addict must acknowledge that they are an addict before they can be cured. First base. A sinner has to acknowledge that he is a sinner before he can be saved. First base. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we forget that we were, you know, sinners. Sometimes we forget that the only thing that we deserved was death. Sometimes we forget that we have been bought and paid for. We are owned by God Almighty Himself. Sometimes we forget that we're not our own. We act like we're our own, but we're not. We forget. We forget that we don't have any rights outside of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We allow ourselves to get caught up in culture, world traditions, and humanist philosophy. The sinful threes: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. When we spend more time on our agenda than we do the Master's, we forgot. When we feel the need to get revenge because somebody did us wrong, we forgot. When we try to get over on people and manipulate them into doing what we want them to do, we forgot. When we lie to and mistreat each other, we sure forgot. And we don't treat each other the way that we want to be treated, we forgot. When we're not honest with ourselves about our own sins and shortcomings, oh snap, we forgot. One of the main causes of spiritual forgetfulness is the lie of self-sufficiency. You know, I'm him. I am woman, hear me roar. I don't need nobody else. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I'm a self-made man.
And I'm a self-made woman.
And this is the stuff we're preaching in the church too. But it's a lie. The very breath that we breathe doesn't belong to us. I have to constantly remind myself to touch first base when I realize that I didn't have anything to do with me getting here. I didn't have anything to do with who my mother and father were. I didn't have anything to do with what my skin color was. I didn't have anything to do with what my nationality was. I didn't have anything to do with what my sex was. I can't even make my hair turn gray or where it turns gray. And I really think that I'm in control. Really. Now, if Johnny had realized that he missed first base and doubled back and touched it before he came home, his home run would have been counted. But once he got home, it was too late. And as long as we're still here on this earth, we can still go back and touch first base. Remember where first is. But once we get home, it's too late. Now, there are some, when they hear a message like this, are quick to put it under the category of condemnation. But this is not condemnation. This is conviction. There is a difference. Remember this. Condemnation says you're not worth it. Conviction says you're better than that. All I'm saying is we're better than this. Let's not forget to seek his kingdom first, not second. You got that? Don't forget to touch first base. Love you guys. Peace.